This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Regional Transportation District is losing hundreds of millions of dollars per year. The agency will consider cuts to dozens of bus and rail lines, including a few of the area's most known routes. Denverite's Paolo Shalsada has more.
The public agency has identified dozens of routes it could eliminate to save up to $62 million. The options include discontinuing the 16th Street Free Ride, which is one of the most popular routes in Denver, and several rail lines around the metro area. Any cuts would take effect during the agency's 2027 budget year, which begins in January. The service cuts would need to go through a public process and be approved by RTD's board of directors. I'm Paolo Shalsada, Denverite.
Workers at Rocky Mountain National Park have joined more than 300 others who voted to join a labor union. Employees at the Grand Canyon and Grand Teton National Parks are also joining. Perry Sassnett is an interim officer with the union. She works at Glacier National Park.
Having the protection of a union, having representation, it's going to allow us to do our jobs as best we can and to take care of these places, which is why we got into these careers to begin with.
The decision is in response to broad efforts to reduce the federal workforce last year. The new union chapter will cover about 650 employees at 12 park service sites or offices in New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Arizona, Montana, and other states. They include park rangers, scientists, and administrative staff. This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver. It's 7:06.